Well, it's good to be here. Amen. Amen. I'd rather be here than I had in jail. Amen. I know. Amen. Amen. Let me see if I can get this thing on. Amen. Is that am I on? Am I on? Testing. Test. Okay. I'm a pretty loud fella anyway. Say amen right there. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of God tonight. And I'll just go ahead. I think what we got two preachers, right? Is that right? Okay. I will do my best to mind the Lord and get on out here and just preach the gospel. Amen. And be turning with me right quickly then into Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 4. And let me say, it's good to be here in the state of Virginia. I come all the way from Carolina, and I left, got a late start, and we left Thomasville about, I believe it was something like, I can't remember what, it was 5:30, something like that. I don't know. We made some tracks, I know that. So the law will probably be looking for that Lincoln when we leave out of here. So I'm going to see if me and J.D. can't trade vehicles so I can go back to Carolina. Amen. But amen. You pray for us. We got a lot on the schedule, and it is a blessing to be here tonight. Hebrews chapter number 4, I'm going to read one verse, but I want to go back and turn over to Genesis chapter 4 and try to give you some scripture there. So I'm going to read a couple of verses out of Genesis. I'm trying to get settled here. You preachers know what I mean. And tonight, I want to read this. I want to read in Genesis. Now hold your finger over there in Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 11, verse number 4. Genesis chapter 4, the Bible said, "And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain," now watch this, "unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect." In other words, old Cain, he didn't respect. Hey, God didn't approve of Cain or his offering. Right. Now he approved of Abel's offering. Yep. And we've established that in the Word of God. And then let's look over in Hebrews chapter number 4, chapter 11 and verse number 4. The Bible says here, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verses number 24 and 25 or 26, and I'll get on and try to preach what God's laid on my heart tonight and get on out of the way. Watch what he said in verse number 24 in the 12th chapter. The Bible said, "And Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood which of sprinkling that better things than that of Abel, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, how more shall not we escape if we have turned from him that speaketh from heaven?" Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight again I want to thank you for your blessings upon us. I thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for what we've already experienced in the house of God. And Lord, tonight I pray, Lord, who I stand for this congregation, and I cannot stand by myself. The arm of flesh is certainly failing. Let's see the Holy Ghost anoints me for fresh oil, and Lord, uses me for this appointed time. I appreciate the invitation. I have to come to this place I've never been before. And I pray that God, you'd hide me behind the cross. And these folks see none of me but all of you. You speak to hearts and lives. And I'll surely give you glory and honor and praise. Now, help me what I've said prepared to preach. And Lord, unless you do that, Lord, everything I say will come to naught. But you honor thy word. And Lord, if it be one tonight that hears my voice and have been born again, I pray for that soul tonight. Lord, before it be eternally too late, that you'd speak to them. Heart, Lord, and then Lord, energize and and encourage the saints tonight, that Lord, that we might praise you and bless you and live for you. And others might see Jesus in our lives. And we'll thank you and bless you for what you do tonight, because I ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said amen and amen. Verses number 24. I want to call this got on my attention here. In verses number 24, there's two people mentioned there in verse 24 in the 12th chapter. The Bible said Jesus, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. In other words, those two people I want to mention tonight is Jesus and Abel. And I don't know who the writer, some of you fellas a whole lot smarter than me might know who the writer of the Hebrew was. I know this, God wrote it. God inspired it. That's good enough for me. I'm not coming up here to split hairs, but the writer wrote this, the Lord pointed this out, and he said that he recalled the blood offering giving there willingly by Abel. Do you realize that when Abel gave that offering, dear friend, that there was no testament, there was no written word of God? I'm talking about, listen to me tonight. Hey, it's important that we know the word of God, but it's more important that we obey the word of God. I'm talking about, the written word of God. Somewhere along the way, he had to hear Mama Eve and Daddy Adam talking about the blood sacrifice. He had to hear the word of God. He had to hear somewhere along the way that God requires a blood sacrifice. I don't find nowhere the written word of God was recorded at that time. And here, this offering, what I'm trying to get you to see, this blood here, what was the first willfully offered in the word of God. And we notice here that Abel is mentioned. The whole theme of the book of Hebrews is the word better. I'm talking about better. And in the scripture, we find that many times, better, better, better. And in this scripture, we find out tonight that's something we're reminded, and some of you might have just found out, but if you're not, we're reminded the blood of Jesus is a whole lot better than any sacrifice in the Old Testament, amen. Starting with there in Abel. And I'm talking about, what's verse 25? Here he sends us a warning to those and us that tonight. He said, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if he escaped not who refused him, for if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, how much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Now, I want you to understand this. He's telling the readers here that, you're not to refuse him. Be careful when you turn away Christ. I'm talking about child of God. Even though you're saved, you can still turn away Christ. These folk that sit on the church pews of independent Baptist churches Sunday after Sunday that refuse and neglect and ignore the Holy Spirit of God. I can say amen. Amen, preacher. I want you to know tonight. But I want you to see tonight that in Abel's day, there wasn't no written word of God. In Abel's day, he obeyed the spoken word of God. Amen. You and I ought to obey the spoken word of God. We have the complete Bible. We have the 66 books that is written, the written word of God. Right. I want you to understand tonight that, we need to have some examples here. I want you to watch this now, and I'm trying to lay some groundwork to get where I'm trying to preach tonight. What I want you to compare and think about what I'm saying here. I want you to see that the first Abel. Now watch this. I was thinking about this today. Abel. I preached on it Sunday night, but God what I'm preaching tonight is completely different from Sunday night. My wife's here, and she'll testify to that. It's completely different from. But watch what I'm trying to get you to see tonight. The Bible said that here in verses number 2, it said in Genesis chapter number 4, verse number 2, and talking about Eve, she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Now, we're going to do a little comparison. Jesus, the Bible said that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, was a whole much better than that sacrifice at Abel. But I want to look a little bit. Tonight, I want to preach just a little bit on the second Abel.
Come on.
The second Abel. Now you hang on. I'm not doing the word of God no harm, but I'll show you something here if you'll let me. In other words, the first Abel, the Bible says, is that watch in your Bible, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Is that your Bible?
Amen.
All right then. I wanted you to understand something tonight, that Abel's the first Abel, but Jesus being the second Abel. I'm going to show you in the scripture. That second Abel is Jesus, and friend, tonight he's the keeper of all the sheep. I'm not talking about, he's not just the keeper of one little sheep. He's the keeper of all the sheep. Listen, you turn over there, John, and you start reading in John, and he talks about him being the porter, him being the door. He opens up the door, and he calls the sheep in, and the sheep come in, and the sheep go out, and he goes on to say, preacher, listen to me, he goes on to say tonight, and he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And he said, now watch what I'm saying. He said, my sheep.
Right.
Abel's sheep, he couldn't claim them as his own.
Right.
He was a keeper of the sheep. I'm talking about the first Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but I'm talking about the second Abel being Jesus. He said, I'm the keeper of all. I'm trying to help you tonight. I'm talking about. I got to go back over 1 Corinthians and give you some scripture. Watch what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The Bible talks about a first Adam and a second Adam. And I'm trying to get you to see the first Abel and the second Abel. Amen. The Bible says, watch what he said. He said here in chapter 15. In the word of God, in verses number 45, he said, so it's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Can I help you tonight? That first Abel was a living soul. He was a man. But the second Adam was a living, a quickening spirit. I know that Jesus took on the form of the flesh so he could identify with man. But I'm telling you, friend, he was he was spiritually there with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He was there at the beginning. Watch what it says. I'm not trying to turn the word of God around. I'm going to show you that the second Abel, if you'll hold your horses just a little bit. I'm trying to get you to see. He said, howbeit, that was not the first which was spiritual, but that which was natural. And afterward, that was which spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. I'm trying to get you to see that, that's the Adam and that's Jesus. But we can make a comparison with Abel and Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Abel was the first Abel, but Jesus is the second Abel. Y'all looking at me kind of funny tonight. Bless your heart, I can't wait to get where I'm going.
Amen.
I can't wait to get where I'm going. I said the first Abel was a keeper of a sheep, or of sheep, but the second Abel was the keeper of all the sheep. Watch this. Watch this tonight. Abel, the first Abel, watch him now. I can see him bringing that little firstborn of his flock and bringing that sacrifice and laying it to the altar. I'm talking about, he brought that thing, that little lamb. He come and offered a lamb. But I want to report to you tonight, the second Abel, he didn't offer a lamb because he was the lamb. He nailed him to the cross, I'm telling you. And I'm talking about, he didn't offer a lamb. He was the lamb. Sacrifice. Died for me and you, friend. I'm talking about that second Abel's the one that counts. That second Abel's the one going to get us to heaven. Amen. That second Abel, if you get in on this tonight, it'll be for you. I'm talking about tonight. That second Abel is the one we're looking at.
Yeah.
Watch this. That first Abel. Now some of you are gonna fall out with me, and the only thing I got is the Bible to preach tonight. What are you talking about, preacher? I said, number one, the first Abel was a keeper of the sheep. The second Abel kept all the sheep.
Amen.
I'm talking about he knows his sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me.
Amen.
Hey, he protects the sheep. He leads the sheep.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows the sheep.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about tonight that, hey, I'm talking about the first Abel, he made an offering. And the Bible said the offering that Jesus made, hey, was more excellent. Than any sacrifice. Watch with me tonight. Verses chapter number 8 and verses number 4. And in Genesis tonight. And watch what he's saying. Now, so we see the story unfolding. In other words, Cain had his offering rejected. Not only did he offer the offering rejected, but he had rejected Cain. Hey, Cain's life wasn't what it ought to be. And he rejected Cain and his offering. And Cain got angry. And it goes on to say that not only did Cain get angry, but he lied.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I could stop there and preach a little bit, but I'll go on. I got to get done. But I'm saying, watch what I'm saying. He kills in verse number 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel and slew him.
Yeah.
Is that your Bible?
Amen.
And the Bible said, and the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Now watch what I'm fixing to say. In other words, the Bible said, and he said, what hast thou done? And the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. From the ground. I'm glad somebody picked that up. I mean, from the ground. Hey, watch him now. I'm saying that. Now we're going somewhere. In other words, the first Abel was slew out there in the field. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes,
can I report to you tonight that the second Abel was slain on the cross? He was slew on a rugged cross.
Yes,
and they took nails. They took nails bigger than my fingers and drove through his hands and drove through his feet. And he willfully went to the cross.
Yes,
I come back.
Yes,
the Bible says,
yes,
like a sheep going to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. He willfully had you and I on his mind.
Yes.
And I'm saying tonight that, listen, hey, he was the first Abel was slew out in the and the second Abel, the one that we're looking at tonight, was slew on a rugged cross. Hey, the first Abel didn't stop there. Hey, I'm glad somebody picked it up. Evidently, Cain took and buried him there. I don't know. All I'm not trying to read into it. It said his blood cried from the ground. And I want to report to you tonight, the first Abel was buried out in the field, but the second Abel was buried in the tomb. It's pretty good up here where I'm at. Hey, watch what it says. The Bible says here, and now thou art cursed, verse number 11, from the earth. Now watch what it says, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And verse number 10, he said, what is thy done? In other words, he says, what have you done? Cain, what have you done? He said, your brother's blood, it's crying out from the ground. What are you trying to get me to see, preacher? I'm trying to get you to see that, hey, that Abel's blood is still crying out from the ground. We read it over there in Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 12. His blood still crying out from the ground. But I want to report to you tonight, that Abel's blood, the first Abel's blood is crying from the ground, but hey, the second Abel's blood, is crying from heaven.
Yeah.
Still a cry.
Yeah.
It's still a crying out in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he's standing here with his arms wide open, saying, whosoever come, let him come.
Right. Yeah. Whoever's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That second angel.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, I still ain't got it. Well, watch this. Help me tonight, Lord.
Yeah,
I'm going to get where I want to preach right here. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians and then maybe you'll get it tonight.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
2 Corinthians chapter number 9.
Yeah.
Watch what he's saying. Preacher, you got me confused. Well, maybe this will clear up the confusion. Who I'm preaching about tonight.
Yeah.
Second Corinthians chapter number 9. Hey, now some of you, I'm going to lose some of you tonight. I done had one old gal to get mad at me Sunday night and write me a little card and just got all bent out of shape because I preached the word of God.
Yeah.
And bless your heart, don't waste your time. Because, hey, I took that card and when I got home and I laid it over there by the side. In fact, I don't even know what I done with it. And I went and took a little bitty baby aspirin and went to bed and slept like a youngin. Amen. Because it wasn't me, it was the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just saying, watch what it said in verses number 6. But I say this. He said, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Hello? Hey, my mic's still on. Is it right?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, watch what it said. He that soweth sparingly shall reap, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man, according to as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. But look at verse number 8, the second Abel. God is able.
Amen.
Huh? Are you listening? Does it make sense now?
Yeah,
God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
Yeah.
What is he saying, preacher? I said this the other night. Now, I did preach this the other night. Hey, I want you to understand something. A lot of problem with a lot of church members, friend, they've never learned how to give. Amen. I'm talking about the Bible said if you give sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly.
Oh.
I'm talking about, if you want to plant a big garden, friend, and you expect a good, big harvest, bless God, you got to plant in a big field. Now,
yeah.
I'm talking about tonight. Hey, we want to be planting. We want to be planting. Hey, we want to be giving. Hey,
yes,
we're
going to
be doing what God said.
Yeah.
I'm talking about God's able.
Watch
what he said.
Yeah.
If you give, hey, the second Abel is able. God is able.
Yeah.
Hey, God's able to make sure that you got plenty. Amen. Watch what he said. He said, but God is able to make all grace abound toward who? You.
Yeah.
Look at there. That always abound toward you. That ye always. When is always?
Always.
Having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
Yeah, man.
You know why folk don't want to come to church? I'll tell you why. Because there's too many Christians get in here, born again believers, and they say, well, preacher, now I just can't come to that revival meeting. You know, the price of gas is going up. I got to pay the boat payment. I got to pay the lawnmower payment. I got to go pay the four-wheeler payment. I got to go pay the tapper payment. And then we got to go to the light. I'm preaching it wrong. And a lot of times I'll start that mess that, hey, I can't do this because I'm broke, and the Holy Ghost will prick my heart and convict my heart. You ain't broke. He said, I ain't broke. You ain't broke. Amen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Bless God, as long as there's a God, listen to me, as long as the throne's occupied, friend, hey, the tomb's empty, the cross is empty, but the throne is occupied, and as long as he's on the throne, we're not there.
Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God. Hey, we got to get back leaving the old time way and the old time word. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having sufficient in all things may abound in every good work. I got to move on. Hey, I got to move on. Watch this. Watch this tonight. I'm talking about watching tonight. Man, this will bless your heart. Hey, number one, he's able. He is able to. Hey, watch what I'm talking about tonight. He's able to make all grace abound towards you. Hey, that word grace, just an old country term. It might help you. It helped me. Hey, I'm talking about a country term. Hey, God, the grace of God is God granting us the things that we don't deserve. That's what it is. That's just as simple as I know how to put it. And I'm just an old country fella, but I'm talking about, hey, that's the grace of God. Hey, the mercy of God is God holding back the things we do deserve. And the peace of God is just knowing that he's in control tonight. I said he's able, what the word of God said. I'm talking about, hey, I can tell you a story right quick and I'll try. I had a, now you believe this or not, my wife's there, she'll testify to it. I deal and trade, and I had a couple automobiles and this and that and that and this. And I had a little four-door Chevrolet Blazer. Had a little four-door Chevrolet Blazer, preacher. And I had that thing, I believe it was in 2008 when the economy went south, and I put that thing out there for sale. Out there on the main road where I work at, and I was asking $4,000 for it, which was a reasonable price, and nobody would leave. I mean, few people look at it and they wasn't interested and so forth. Kept that thing about a year, sir. And a buddy of mine said, look, I'll put that thing on the internet, on Craigslist. Thanks, somebody. Now that's spiritual right there. Somebody ought to say amen to Craigslist. I'm talking about I'd find some things on Craigslist. But he put that thing, and I said, friend, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you an opportunity to make you some money. I said, anything over $2,500, you can have. I'm talking about how you can have it. Just give me $2,500. Well, he had a few bites on it. Nothing ever come of it. A friend of mine called me, and he said, preacher, you still got that blazer that you had a while back? I said, I do. He said, what do you want for it? I said, what I tell you? He said, $4,000. I said, well, that's what I want. He said, well, I got a guy coming to look at it. I send him over. Be like Red Rover. And hey, he come on over. Hey, man. Well, he didn't tell me. I called my buddy. I said, bring that thing back over here. I said that I got a guy looking at it. This guy, my buddy, didn't tell me, sis, that he'd happen to jump that cotton picker off. Here I am meeting these people. And I get in, they pull in the driveway, I stick the key in there, they that's what I said. Well, listen to me. I jumped that thing off it still. I said, friend, it ain't one thing to do. Let's go to Advance and get a new battery. Now listen to me. We went over there, got a new battery, come back in, that thing fired up and run like new. He drove it, his son drove it down the road, come back up. He said, is that what you want? The son said, yeah. He said, here comes the hard part. He said, sir, what do you want for that? I said, what Advance tell you? He said, $4,000. I'm going to stop right here right now because you need to hear this. The night before, in my sleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up. And he told me, sir, he said, you give X amount of dollars to this fella's neck. I got up and I said, Lord, that's great. I rolled over, went back to sleep. Next morning I got up, I went and got the money out of my place, and I had to find this man's number. I hadn't seen him in a long time. I finally called some folk, got his number, and I called him. I said, look, I need to see you. And he said, what's your name? I said, I just need to see you. And I got up with him there in Lexington, North Carolina, and I got out of the truck and gave him that money. And tears rolled down his face. He said, preacher, you don't know what that means to me. You don't know the shape I'm in. I said, I don't know, but God does, and all I'm trying to do is obey the Lord. Now listen to me. Let's go back to the story. This fellow, he said, what do you want for it? I said, what Vance tell you? He said, $4,000. I said, well, Vance said $4,000. I said, this is what I really need. I really need $3,500. And he looked at me. He said, would you take $37?
And I said, let me go out here and feed these goats and these dogs. I'm serious. I said, let me go out here and feed up to the barn, and let me feed up and let me pray and make sure it's all right with the Lord. And I walked out there at that barn. I said, Lord, now I know that I heard this man right. But I ain't never been in nothing like this. But if I believe, if it be your will, I believe that I'm just going to take that man's money. So I come back and I said, sir, I said, I believe I'll do that. I went in there and told my wife. She said, you misunderstood him. You sure you heard? I said, I'm just telling you what happened. He said, he come back. He was out there in the yard. He said, now, will you take a check? I said, as long as it's a good one. He said, well, what are we going to do about the tags? I said, I tell you what, you bring me the check, you drive that thing home, take the tags, and we'll do the title tomorrow. He came back with a check, $3,700. I was telling a preacher friend of mine just what I just told you. I'm not too bright a fella. But the preacher friend of mine said, can I ask you a question? And I said, well, sure. He said, you didn't happen to give that fella, the Lord tell you to give that fella $200, did you? I said, how'd you know that? He said, because the fella offered you $200 more than what you said.
Amen. Amen.
And God gave you the $200 back and $35 to go on down the road.
Come on.
Amen. Now you better believe that Bible.
Yes, sir.
You better believe that Bible. Next time God wakes you up and tells you to do something, hey, you better, hey, some of you are missing his blessing because, hey, you ain't never learned how to obey God. That's my hand of God. I'm telling you, hey, God knows my, hey, God knows, hey, I'm telling you tonight, hey, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly.
Right, right.
I talk about this junk on this stuff about the seed being the green light. No, that's not what I'm preaching tonight. The seed is the word of God. I'm telling you tonight, you get in God's business and you're going to get your business. And hey, he's able to make all grace toward you that you might have to give to every good word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you tonight, hey, that second Abel, he's able. God's able. Now watch what I'm saying tonight. I'm talking about what she is. In Hebrews, I got to quit. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 18. Look here, I'm not done. I'm just going to quit on this one. Watch it. For in him, watch this. In him, he himself has suffered. Talking about Jesus now. In other words, here he is. But let me read verse number 16. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him that he be made unto like unto his brethren. That's me and you, right? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Now watch this, verse number 18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, watch this, he is able to secure them that are tempted. I'm talking about that. You don't know what that word secure means, that he's able. He's able to come to your aid whenever you're tempted, amen. He's able to get down there and help you when you're tempted. He's able there to relieve you in your temptation. He's able. Hebrews wrote that he's whole, he's so much more better than the first thing. He's saying, I ain't done, but I'm going to quit. Hallelujah. You take that home with you tonight. He is able. Father, tonight, I appreciate what you've allowed me to preach tonight. And Lord, I know if I know anything, you've oppressed my heart to preach this tonight. And you take the word of God and honor your word. And help these dear folk tonight to realize no matter how rough the going gets, no matter what the circumstances are,
No matter how dark the days might seem, hey, you're able. You're able to meet the very need. We love you tonight. Bless you tonight for just being able. In Jesus' name, amen.